USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The Treasury chief discusses the administration's plans to privatize mortgage giants Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac. They were put under government control back during the financial crisis in 2008. Secretary of the Treasury Steve Mnuchin says today,
the first step is we are in the process of negotiating with the FHFA on our current lines, and we expect in the near term we'll have an agreement where we will allow both Fannie Mae and Freddie Mac to retain their earnings, which will be a significant increase in capital and a step in the right direction.
He was speaking on Fox Business Network. Congress going back to work today after a summer break. The Senate and House to finalize individual budget bills after reaching agreement on a broad two-year spending plan. In the House, Democrats are calling again for impeachment proceedings. This is USA Radio News.
Is it possible that an ancient mystery lies behind today's news? The events of the world, world leaders, even Donald Trump, and the events of your life. Could this mystery even reveal the future events that are yet to come? Jonathan Cahn, the New York Times bestselling author of The Harbinger, The Paradigm, and The Book of Mysteries, now brings The Oracle. Prepare to be blown away. The Oracle by Jonathan Cahn. Available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
She's dating U.S. Senator Cory Booker, who's running for the White House, but actress Rosario Dawson says that doesn't mean she's endorsing him. In fact, she's not endorsing any specific candidate. Speaking at the Toronto Film Festival last night, Dawson made it clear when it comes to politics, she's just backing the electorate. After 3 years of TV exile following his laughter at a joke President Trump made years ago about grabbing women, Billy Bush returns to TV as the new host of Extra tonight.
I think I picked up some missing elements in the last few years, like a deeper empathy, patience. I think people that I'm working with now would say, boy, he's good to work with.
Bush speaking there with Gail King on CBS This Morning. 2 days before the anniversary of the attacks, there's a U.S. Senate hearing today on the state of homeland security in America since the 9/11 attacks. And this is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
New details released by officials in the death of a rising country star. USA Radio's Wendy King has more.
Investigators say country singer Kylie Rae Harris was responsible for the three-vehicle crash in northern New Mexico that left her and a 16-year-old girl dead. They say Harris was speeding when she clipped the back of another vehicle that sent her into oncoming traffic. She then crashed head-on into an SUV driven by Maria Elena Cruz. The first responders included the teen's father, Pedro Cruz, who was with the fire department. Authorities also say evidence at the crash scene indicated alcohol may have been involved. Harris had a prior DWI conviction in Collin County, Texas in 2017 and had been ordered to install an ignition interlock device on her vehicle. The community of San Cristobal was holding a fundraiser dinner for the Cruz family to help them pay for funeral costs.
And a Pennsylvania couple facing some serious charges now for going on a spending spree after a bank mistakenly deposited six figures in their account. A BB&T teller accidentally putting the $120,000 in Robert and Tiffany Williams' account back in May, and police say instead of notifying the bank about it, they went out and spent most of it in just a few weeks' time. Among their purchases, an SUV, a couple of ATVs, and a car trailer. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.